Hey, Ethan?
Yeah.
Hey, Ethan, it's John with Local Splash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to contact you.
Yeah, it looks like your call went to our customer service department because I was on the line. I think it was Lily that you spoke with, and then she sent me a message to call you back as soon as I was available.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to cancel.
Oh, why are you requesting cancellation?
I will keep that confidential.
Okay. Usually there's a reason people would want to cancel first page placement when we submitted.
There's a reason, but but I just want to cancel.
Gotcha. You signed your subscription terms already. And we scheduled the client interview, requested PIN verification.
Uh-huh. And can I get a refund, please?
Well, we've already begun working on the account, so I have to request a refund literally through the bank. But usually once they start working on the account, they decline the refund request from a canceled account. That's why they put everything in writing in that subscription terms for you to review before you sign it.
I don't think I signed any subscription terms, actually.
You did, yeah. We have it here on file. It's called a TNC, and it's signed by you. You have to type out your name and hit confirm signature. You did that yesterday when you sign up with us. We have everybody
I thought that was for the Google form.
Yeah, there's a Google verification form, too. There's a subscription terms that was sent yesterday afternoon, and then it says my.localsplash.com/terms.
All right,
and
well,
it says here too. And you click on that, there's a full outline of the agreement in writing. It even goes over cancellation and everything.
Yeah, and I'm sorry about any inconvenience, but I just would want to cancel.
Okay, but I could cancel the account and they'll stop working on it and everything, and they won't bill you again in the future, but they won't issue a refund on the account.
Well, I think you're going to have to.
Well, no, I mean, we always do like a voice verification at the end of every call, and then we also do the subscription terms in writing before we start working on anything, because it does cost us money to like request verification and do everything for your profile, also secure that position through us as a Google partner.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. And then here's your badge, here's your name and stuff in it. Okay, so you're all good to go.
Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm at the closed store right now. So
no, it's okay. So, no, I was saying, usually when there's a subscription term signed and, like, you obviously handed me gave us your card over the phone and agreed to the transaction, and then you sign the subscription terms, you know. So once you do that and you secure a position with a Google partner, it takes that.
One thing is that I don't need the services at all, actually, and I didn't really understand exactly what you were offering me.
Yeah, you were pretty tired. Yeah. I remember that. You were.
Yeah.
I remember you saying, like, I'm really tired. I need a coffee. And I understand, like, this is probably the situation that I hate the most about this job, but we have to cover our end on any account. And that's why they have, like, that voice verification recording that I walk you through. They have, like, six different scenarios where you have to agree. And then you're also handing.
I think that, I just want you to put in a request to cancel, please. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, we'll put in the request to cancel. I'm just saying they won't issue, like, a refund or anything. They'll stop working on it and cancel the account, and they'll stop all future billing. But they always say, like, once we start working on the account and the subscription terms is signed, you know, they won't allow me to, like, reverse the transaction or issue a refund. I usually always side with the customer on this as long as it's not, like, signed and we haven't started working on it. then it's a different scenario. Like, if you would have called me right back yesterday before signing it and say, hey, I changed my mind.
Well,
but
it hasn't been 24 hours yet, so.
Right, but you signed a subscription term.
I would have
assumed
that
within
24 hours I would have been able to get a refund.
Normally, for most things that you purchase, like online or, you know, through, that is the case. But this is an advertisement campaign. And so, obviously, that's why we say, hey, here's your subscription terms, here's your verification forms, you know, here's a voice verification. Do you agree to this transaction? It's not like I grabbed your card and made you do it. You know, it was something
right.
You agreed to,
but,
committed to.
There's also on the sale yesterday, you told me there's a thing called a Google front page, that there's only a limited number of spots available, and I don't think that's true.
That is true, yeah. The Google partners can only solicit one spot per industry per area. There's three major Google partners that are premier partners, and so we only had one listing available within our company as a partner. We weren't actively working with anybody in your industry or area, and so when that happens, they give us a list of the companies that they consider qualified.
So, is there any, yeah, so I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, but is there any way that I can verify that with Google itself? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you go to google.com/partners. It's a public thing. Yeah, and there's also our badge and our licensing is on our site.
Thank you so much for being so quick with me. Uh-huh. Good, how are you? You're welcome. Yeah, so
Our partner badge and credentials are all over our site, and there's also a site called google.com/partners, which is a public site, where you can verify the Google partners and who you're working with. We're a premier partner, so we've actually achieved the highest possible status. If you look up Google Building 1 and then you look up Local Splash, we're actually right next door to them.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, We're a legitimate company. We've been around since 2004.
Well, I'm not talking about your company. I'm talking about the program that you're talking about where there's only a limited number of bots per area.
Oh, yeah, Google partners can only work with one guy per industry per area. That is correct. So we're not working with any of your competitors.
You're talking about all
your competitors are working with go ahead. I think there's a delay on the line.
Yeah, so all Google partners, across all of them, only one Google partner is allowed to work with one or three, I guess, local business
right.
in
so
any industry in any geographical area.
Exactly. Each Google partner is only supposed to work with one guy per industry per area. That's a requirement in order to even keep our Google partnership. Like, I can't work with another guy in your area that does the same thing that you're doing, or it's a conflict of interest.
But also, the service that you provide is like a marketing and getting reviews, search engine optimization, and all that. And I actually have all of my own resources for all of that stuff as well. So I actually don't
Yeah, but not for a Google Places placement. Google Places, those are the guys that show up next to the map there on the first page. It's a different type of optimization. The only people who get access to that algorithm are the Google partners. So you're not going to get to that local map section doing anything on your own. Local SEO isn't even going to get you there. It's a Google Places placement. We do still do your local SEO for you.
Okay, explain the Google Places thing. That's what I'm talking about. Can I look that up on Google?
It's on the map. Yeah. Go to Google and just look up any type of tree services.
No. I'm asking the program, the Google Places program that you're talking about.
Yeah, you just go on Google, you type in tree removal, there's Google Guarantee and Sponsored, so those would be pay-per-click or pay-per-lead for Google Guarantee, Sponsored or pay-per-click campaigns, there's a map that'll pop up, and then there's three Google Places guys. And if you click More Businesses, that's considered page 2. So we're talking about a Google Places placement. Everything underneath those guys is organic. Those guys are achieving that via SEO. So there's a different type of verification that goes into these guys that are here next to the map.
Okay, so...
So working with a Google partner will give you this.
A little bit of...
Because there's different types of first page placement. So I feel like somebody's getting in your ear and maybe telling you like, oh, we could do the same thing for cheaper. And those guys, and you know, I know our competitors do sometimes reach out to our clients. Or it could be an SEO company that's not even a Google partner reaching out to our clients. And it sounds to me like that's kind of the situation going on here. But the difference is that the very top...
I'm just trying to ask the very simple question of the Google part, the Google placement.
Places.
The thing that you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. So what type in tree removal?
Google places.
Yeah. You just type in.
Can I go on the Google website and look that up? And
correct.
Look that program up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's Google Ads, Google Places, and Google Guarantee. Those are the three types of first page placement.
Okay.
And then there's also organic SEO where you could achieve first page placement, but it's very dodgy. So, I mean, it's technically four if you want to do it that way, but the SEO isn't always as effective. And this is also in writing in the service agreement you signed yesterday too. So we document everything for you as well, like what you're getting,
right, I understand.
What we're charging you for.
Okay, I'm sorry for being a bonehead, but...
It's okay. No, dude, you're not a bonehead, Ethan. It's any business owner is going to want to understand what they're paying for, you know? And I always say our clients that know what we're doing for them are usually the happiest ones.
Understanding it exactly, so that's the only issue.
Yeah.
And
it's okay. I want you to understand, though.
And I suppose if I already paid for it, then there's nothing I can do, but...
Well,
so,
I mean, so at this point, if that's the case, okay, I'm not going to put the cancellation request in. I'm going to act like that never happened, and I'm going to leave the client interview for this afternoon because we have a client interview scheduled between 5 and 6.
Right, yeah, so there is a...
You got to complete that client interview, and you also have to complete your Google verification form for Google Places placement. That's the form I sent you yesterday. It says url.localsplash.com/Google.
Right. I can still cancel before the end of the month as well.
If you say that on this line right now, they'll just stop the account and they won't work on it because they're like, hey, if he's saying that he's for sure not even going to move
I'm not going to cancel if I get the service that I want that you guys are promising me, obviously.
Right. Okay. So exactly.
If in a month's time, I can go onto the website and I can see that my business is number one on my location where I'm working at. Then, of course, I would have no reason.
Yeah, and more importantly, we want you to be able to be receiving calls from that placement. I mean, the only reason any business owner invests in this is to generate more clients, you know? But like I told you yesterday, and I stand by it today, if you could do anything with that Home Advisor by Angie's, if you just compare them side by side, I'm telling you, I mean, by the end of the month, it's going to be a no-brainer for you. You'll be really happy that you worked with us.
Okay, well, I appreciate your patience. And,
no worries.
Yeah,
but real quick, just to be clear, so that we can... Yeah, well, likewise, but I want to make sure that we're still on the same page as far as being able to get you return on investment and uphold our end. So there is a verification form. I'm resending you the link right now. That's verification for Google Places. I sent it twice. You have to fill that out. And then also the client interview is scheduled this afternoon between 5 and 6. They'll call you and walk you through it.
Right, okay. And I'm going to look up the thing before the end of the, before the client interview as well. That's scheduled at 6 o'clock.
Yep. But, yeah. And then also look at the Google partners, and then I can send you our link too here for our Google partner badge. Okay, sorry about that. Well, have a great day. If you need anything, I'll resend you my number. Just call back in, okay?
Yes, I appreciate it. And what was your name again?
My name is Jazwan John Hill, but everybody calls me John usually. So you'll see things. You could also call me Jazwan. I don't mind, but it's usually just my mother when she's angry at me.
Well, I don't want to sound like your mom, dude. And
yeah. John. Okay. All good. All good. Yeah,
well,
I go by John.
Thank you, John.
No problem.
And it'll be, I look forward to doing business with your company. And, yeah.
I'm sending the Google partner credentials and my number over right now, too, okay? I'll talk to you soon.
All right, yes. And thank you. Thank you for being patient.
No problem. If you have questions, just let us know. Like I said, our educated clients are the happiest ones because they know what they're paying for. So I have no problem explaining it to you. If you want to hop on a computer later, just give me a call.
Of course. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Super sticky.